Hello? This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
What the fuck happened?
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William from EV Health Center. So how may I help you?
Sorry, from where?
So from EV Health Center. So how may I help you?
Yeah, can I cancel that last payment?
Yes, sir, you may. So if you want to cancel your order, we will help you for the cancellation process. It's an online. And if any money debited, I will refund back your money. So, can I start the cancellation process right now?
Yes.
Alright, so you need to put me on speaker mode. Loud speaker mode.
Yes.
Alright. And open the Play Store application so that I will guide you how you will get the cancellation ID number as well as form. Yes, Play Store, App Store.
You mean Apple App Store?
Yes, sir, right. App Store.
Yeah.
Alright, so can you see the search box or a magnifying glass on your screen?
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you the cancellation app's name. You need to type over there, letter A for Alpha.
Yep.
N for November.
Yep.
Y for Yellow.
Yep.
D for Doctor.
Yep.
E for Echo.
Yep.
S for Sugar.
Anydesk.
And K for, yes sir, right, Anydesk. Give a click on red color application, get download.
So what is it, Anydesk remote desktop?
Yes sir, right, that one. Give a click on get.
Yeah.
Alright, so with the help of this application, sir, we are going to generate the cancellation ID number. Okay? So when you will see the open option, you do let me know. Can you see the open option over there?
1 second.
Alright, take your time.
Open, yeah.
Very good. Now what can you see right now, sir? Once you will open the application.
I can see my address, it says the number.
Yeah, that is the cancellation ID number. So just tell me that number one by one.
9 2 5 5 8 9 2
8 9 2
Yep.
2 4 I'm confirming your number once again. 9 2 5 8 9 2 2 4 Is it correct?
Yes.
Alright. So just below the number. Okay. So just be online, sir. I'm just going to help you to connect you to our security department. So that we will show you each and everything regarding those payment and all. So once you will see the security warning, you need to click on very bottom. There's a 2 check boxes. I'm aware of this. Don't show me again and accept. Once you will click on accept so that the cancellation process will start it. All right. So it will appear on your screen. Once you will see security warning, you need to do it fast. Very bottom, there's a 2 check boxes square. Click on 2 check boxes and accept.
Okay, there's nothing yet.
Yeah, it will come. Yeah, can you see the security warning? Click on two check boxes and accept.
Okay.
Do it fast.
Click on the second.
Okay, give a click on one box and accept.
It's not letting me accept.
Give a click on box, the check box. Can you see the check box?
Yeah, I click the check box.
Yeah, and accept. Click on accept.
It's not letting me press accept. Oh, yeah. Accept.
Yeah, do it fast. Yeah, accept. Do it fast.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, now what can you see? Can you see start broadcast, screen broadcast?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, do it fast. Do give a click on that, screen broadcast, start broadcast.
Yep.
Now don't do touch your screen. We are going to connect you to our security department.
Okay.
Don't touch your screen. Yeah. Okay, you had click on cancel. So do it once again. I'm going to send you the security warning. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, just hold the line, okay. Don't do anything. Okay, now can you see the security warning?
Yes.
Yeah, do it once again. Click on check boxes and accept.
Okay, I have to wait till it lets me press accept.
Okay, click on one boxes and accept. Okay, don't do anything then. What can you see right now?
Yes, I press accept.
Okay, now what can you see?
Start broadcast.
Yes, give a click on start broadcast.
Yep, I did.
Yes, very good. Now don't do anything. Don't touch your screen. Just hold the line. All right, okay. So you are successfully connected to our security department, sir. So please hold the line. Let me check on my database. Yeah, are you there, sir?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to just hold the line, sir. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. All right. So please hold the line.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine, sir. So I do believe my previous colleague has explained to each and everything regarding this call, what actually is happening.
Yeah, but I don't understand. What company are you from?
We are calling you from eBay, sir.
From eBay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you work for eBay?
Yes, sir. We do work for eBay.
Okay. No worries.
Yes, sir. Now, I do believe my previous colleague has explained to you each and everything regarding this call, like what actually is happening at the moment.
Yes.
Okay. So, right now, what can you see on your mobile screen? Please let me know. What can you see on your phone screen?
It says screen broadcasting, live broadcasting to any desk has been stopped due to the session was closed by the remote user.
All right, sir. That's perfect. Now, I'm just give a click on close. There's a close option. Click on close.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, can you see your ID number? I'm just verifying your ID from my end. It's 9258-92244. Am I correct? That's your ID number, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna verify it from my end. You're just gonna get a security verification. If you see any security, you need to scroll down the security at the very bottom. Over here, you will get to see blank check boxes. Check the box. There will be two blank check boxes. You will be able to check one box only, okay? Check the box and click on accept.
Okay.
Now again, you're going to get a accept option from eBay server. Tap on accept.
Yep. 1 second.
Now, did you accept?
Yes, I pressed accept and press accept again.
Yes. Now, click on only the last option, start broadcast, and then don't touch anywhere, okay? The server is going to verify your ID.
Okay.
Just wait. It's verifying. Now, do you see any black box with a red light flashing over there?
Yes.
Okay.
Broadcasting.
Alright, just swipe up the page from very bottom to up and you will back to the home page of your phone. Simply swipe up, come back to the home page.
Yep.
Alright, now first of all, open up the settings from your phone, sir. Open up your phone settings.
Yep.
Alright, now in the settings, you will get to see an option, display and brightness. Check the options over there. You will get to see display and brightness.
Yes.
Click on display and brightness and over there, you will get to see an option auto lock. Tap on auto lock.
Yes.
And make it never.
Okay.
Yes. Right now, as because you're connected with a robotic server, so that's the reason we made it never. And later on, once the security procedure is done, you will be able to change it as well, okay? Now,
okay.
Click on the back option. Go back to your main page of settings. And scroll to the top, you will be able to see your name over there.
Yes.
Tap on your name.
Yes.
Yeah. Now after clicking on your name, you will get to see an option name, phone number, email, something like that.
Yes.
Tap on that option, sir.
Yep.
Now, from your end, please check all the informations are correct or not. If any changes do you see over there on your information, please let me know. Because these are the basic informations the people are using for doing some fraud transaction, okay? So,
okay,
please check that.
Okay.
All the informations are correct, sir?
Yes.
Press the back button.
So the home screen?
No, just press the back button. Look at the left hand side top. Now you will get to see an option payment and delivery. Tap on payment and delivery.
Yep.
Now just after that, you will get to see your cards and your billing address. Okay. Please check all the information from there.
Okay.
Do you see your card over there? Do you see your card information?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. The card which is valid over there, just click on that card.
Yes.
Yes. And now after that, you will be able to see your billing address. Do you see that?
Yes.
Check your billing address is correct or not.
Yes.
All right. Now click on done and go back to your normal home page where you can see all your regular apps and icons. Press done and go back to your normal home page.
Okay. Okay.
Are you back to your normal home screen, sir?
Yes.
Now just give me a moment. Alright, now open up the Google from your answer. Please open up your Google.
Yes.
Once you get a fresh page of Google, sir, please let me know.
Yeah, I'm on Google.
Okay, on the search bar, type over there my, M for mother, Y as in yellow, my.
Yep.
Leave a space.
Yep.
Then type 1, number 1, numerical 1.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option coming up on your screen? It says My IP Address Location. Tap on that option.
Yeah.
And just after that, you will get to see an option. What is my IP address details? Find out here. NordVPN. What can you see? Can you see what is my IP address?
What is my IP address location? Find out NordVPN.
Yes, exactly. You need to give a click on that option, sir. Tap on that.
Yep.
Okay. Now, just after that, a page will come up which says, what is my IP address? Now, first of all, tell me, sir, do you know anything about IP address? How IP address works or what is it?
Yeah, like something with the internet server or something like that.
Okay, yes, I'm explaining you. So, IP address means internet protocol address. The internet line you're using at the moment runs under an IP address, okay? In the IP address, all of your internet information, all of your internet activity details get saved, okay? It's like a vault for your internet activity, alright? Now, if someone gets into your IP address, that person will be able to access all your information of your internet line as well as all of your information from the like different platforms, okay, like YouTube, then Amazon, eBay, then your banking.
Yeah,
they will be able to access all your information. Now, simply scroll up the page, scroll to the top. You will get to see a small black bar. Do you see a small black bar at the top?
A small black bar.
Yeah, at the very top of your screen. Look at the very top. Scroll to the top. Do you see any blue? Okay.
It says
your IP and your status. And your status is unprotected at the moment, it says?
Yeah.
Okay. Have a look at the middle of your screen. Do you see any red alert has been given to you? Please read it out for me.
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else wiping your connection.
Okay, so it's a very clear instructions for you, sir, that someone is getting into your IP address and they are trying to get your information. They are spying on your internet activity so that they can steal your details. Now, at the moment, this is a case of an identity theft and the hacking. Okay, now what I have to do, I have to check all the problems from my end because we don't want any kind of unwanted transaction happens to your account. Now, according to our reports, you do banking with Westpac and Commonwealth Bank, right, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Apart from these two banks, do you do banking with any other banks?
No, sir.
Okay. You have these two banks with you. Do you check the statements on online?
Yes.
Okay, when was the last time you checked your statements?
Probably 2 days ago.
Alright, just do a thing, go back to your normal home page and check both of your bank accounts. Check the statements of last 3 days. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is $1, which is unknown for you, please let me know, okay, so that we can make a report on it. Simply go back to your home page and log into your accounts one by one, okay? I'm on the line with you, okay?
Okay, I've logged in to my account.
Yeah, use just this phone, okay? Don't use any other devices, only use this phone for doing...
I can't, I don't have my account detail on this phone, it's on a different phone.
You have two phones with you?
Yes.
Okay, at the moment, don't log in, okay? Because you're not connected with the robotic server. Because at the moment, we are giving you the security shield, okay? And your status is unprotected, so we have to give you the security shield to your another phone as well. So, the phone you use, is that an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone? Please let me know.
Apple iPhone.
It's an Apple iPhone as well. Okay, do a thing, sir. Over there, you just open up the App Store, just like you did in this phone. Open the App Store.
Yeah. So, I same thing, and it's...
Yes, you need to download the same thing from the App Store, AnyDesk, alright? Once the installation is done, please let me know, sir, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, done.
And the Okay, now open it up and tell me the ID number you can see so that we can activate that ID for the security shield.
594-502-902-942.
Yes. I'm verifying you the ID once again. It's 594-502-942. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just like before you did, you will get the security. You need to check in the blank box. Scroll down to the very bottom, first of all.
Yes.
Scroll down to the bottom. Check in the blank boxes.
Yes.
Click on accept.
Yes. Just wait for a while.
There's a timer is going on. Just wait for a while. Yeah. And do a thing on this phone. You just come back to your home screen and open up the settings.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, have you clicked on accept?
Yes.
Now, again, click on accept. Yes, click on start broadcast. Yes.
Okay.
I just wait. Now, do you see the red light flashing with the timer?
Yes.
That's perfect. Now, swipe up the page, come back to your home screen first of all.
Yep.
And open up the settings.
Yep.
And go to the option display and brightness.
Yep. Never.
Yes, and click, yes, make it never. Go back to the previous page. Scroll to the top where you can see your name.
Yep.
Yes. Now you can go back to the regular home page and check all your accounts. All right. Go back to the home page and check all your accounts. If you see any unknown transactions, please let me know, okay? Check all your accounts thoroughly. Okay?
Okay.
Just check all your accounts, all right? Have you checked all your accounts, sir?
Yeah, I'm checking my other account now.
Okay. And apart from these two banks, do you do banking with any other bank? Like Bendigo, St. George, or any other bank?
No.
All right, not an issue. And do you use any sort of a credit card, sir?
No.
You don't use any credit cards?
No.
All right. All right. Just log out from your bank. Just log out once. Log out.
Yes.
Yes. Come back to the home page where you can see all your apps.
Yes.
Okay. Now just give me a moment, all right? Let me talk to the security officer from the anti-fraud department, all right?
Okay.
Just give me a moment, yeah. And don't do anything on your phone. Just leave it as it is.
Okay.
Are you there, sir?
Yes.
All right. So I just got a report from my senior supervisor. He told me that there are some fraud activities are trying to be done from different accounts. All right. So apart from while we were putting the security on your phone, all right, both of the phones, we got to see that there are two suspicious activities that are trying to be done. One is Afterpay, and the another form is St. George app. Do you, Do you have both the apps on your phone?
Yes, I have them, but I'm not using them at the moment.
Okay. Have you used the St. George? Do you do banking with St. George?
Yeah, but that's not my issue. I don't do banking with St. George. My friend does banking with St. George. Sometimes when he's with me, he uses my phone.
Sometimes he uses your phone. Can you just try to log into that, St. George? Please try to log into that account.
I can't log into that account.
All right, not an issue. And now just wait for a while. I'm just going to transfer this call to the NCA department, okay? Because this is a case of an identity theft and a case of a fraud charge in your account. So we're going to transfer your call to the anti-fraud department of the NCA, National Crime Agency, okay? The people from the security officer from there going to help you out, all right? So just be on the line, sir. Don't do anything on your phone at the moment because the security work we are doing for you, okay? So during this procedure, don't receive any other calls, okay? Don't do anything. Just go back to the home page of your phone and just wait for a while, okay? I will be transferring this call. All right?
Yeah, hello, say it again, sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis from the NCA Billing Department. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, and thank you for asking you, sir. Now, the thing is that I want to explain to you that we have just found there will be two unusual charges has been made from the PayPal and from the Zip account, all right? And there will be a lot of platform where the details has been misused. So I want to just simply confirming you the details. There will be a payment has been made. Those payment has been made through the MasterCard ending with 2268, which is belong from the Commonwealth. And the account holder name of the Commonwealth will be Rokaya, like R-O-U-K-A-Y-A, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So from that account, that common, that from that Commonwealth, those charges has been made. And you know that this is a fraudulent charges. That's why we just put the red flag onto that charges, okay? And that is the main thing. We have not released the charges right now. So what we need to do, we need to generate the transaction ID so that we can cancel the charges for you. Understand?
Okay.
Yeah. So can you just go ahead and log into that Commonwealth account which belong to R-O-U-K-A-Y-A, Rokaya?
It stopped broadcasting. Do you still need it to broadcast?
Yes, because it is connected to the server. It is not connected to any individual, sir. So don't get
What I'm saying is the phone that has the account on, it stopped broadcasting.
Okay, onto which phone? Onto which phone you are talking? Like, are you onto that
phone
you're talking to me?
Not the phone I'm talking to you on. It's another phone.
Okay. So on that another phone that stopped broadcast, the screen broadcast has been stopped, correct?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. Leave the mobile phone as it is. I'm talking to the different mobile phone on which we are talking right now. Okay.
Okay.
So you please go ahead and log in to the Commonwealth.
I can't because that's not the account. It's on. The account is on the other phone.
The account is on other phone.
Yes.
I'm talking about the first phone on which we have connected you. I'm talking about the first phone, sir.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I'm telling you the bank account that you're telling me to log into is not on this phone, it's on a different phone.
But we have got the notification there will be another account which is from in the name of Rokaya is been onto your that phone on which we are just talking right now. The first phone.
Bro, he's dumb. Wahil, I don't even understand. I'm trying to tell you something and you're telling me something else. The guy I was talking to before was broadcasting my new phone. One of the phones stopped broadcasting.
I know that. I know that. And that broadcasting which has been stopped, it will be onto your different phone, the second phone, correct? Which you have just simply downloaded that AnyDesk on the second phone. That broadcast has been stopped, correct?
Yes.
Yes, I'm talking about the first phone, sir. I'm talking about the first phone. On the
I can't log in on this one. It's different bank account.
And you don't have mobile banking application onto that mobile phone on which you are talking?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So that's why I told you to log into that mobile banking application.
Yes, it's not the same card. It's not the same card details.
All right, I have just do one thing. I'm just going to confirming you the account information first. First you log in, then I'll just confirming you. Is the account belonging to that Rukaya? I've just told you.
Yes.
Yeah. So go to your account section and I'm confirming you the account details from where the amount has been charged. So once you log in, look at the bottom. Can you see something called accounts? Something called accounts?
Yes. Yes.
And do you see any account ending with 7931? Do you have any account ending with 7931?
Yes.
Yes. From that account, those amount has been charged, which we need to cancel, all right? Because
yes,
we have put amount on pending, and that is the reason we need to generate the code, which is known as cardless code. So once the code will be generated, you need to write the code in a piece of paper, and within 5 to 10 minutes, that transaction will be coming on, and then we are going to cancel the charges. Once
okay,
we are going to generate the code, we will be able to trace those IP address or the platform where your details has been misused. So look at the bottom. Can you see something called pay? Any options
yes,
called pay?
Yes.
Click on that.
Okay.
Now, can you see any options called cardless cash and deposit?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
And there will be anything called cardless cash has been coming up?
Yes.
Click on cardless cash.
Okay.
Now, as I told you, there are two amounts has been coming up, 299.99 and 199.99. So look at the bottom, there will be an arrow, press on the arrow.
Yep.
At the bottom, press on the arrow one more, two or three times, press on. And do you
yes,
see any options? Yeah. Now, overall the amount will be 299.99 and 199.99. So in total, it will be near about $500 we need to cancel. So do you see at the top any amount section, like enter
yes,
an amount?
Yes.
Put the amount 500. Select it for 500.
Yes.
Now press on done. Now look at the bottom, something called description. Give a click on description because
yes,
they have used the platform online shopping, so you need to type over there shop, S-H-O-P, shop.
Okay.
Now click on done. Press on done.
Yes.
And then click on confirm. Press on next at the top and click on confirm. And it will be coming up the codes. Wait for a second. Once you see C codes, please do let me know. Once it will be coming up like C codes, just do let me know, sir. Can you see anything C codes?
Yes.
Press on C codes. Press on C codes. And go to your home. Press on home. Press on home.
Yes.
And do you see a code has been coming up? So you just write down the code in a piece of paper. Just write down the code in a piece of paper and please log out from your account. Log out from your account. Log off from the account. And once we just simply going to deceive those platforms, we will be able to just simply generating that cancellation code. Please log out from your account.
Yeah, but is this going to take money out of my account?
No. It will be just simply going to canceling it and you are going to just see those things. So you come out from the platform. I want to just
yes,
show you something. Now open the Google onto your mobile phone. Just simply open the Google.
Yes.
Now once you open up the Google, you take a fresh Google page first.
Yes.
Now type in there, W for whiskey, letter W.
Yes.
Then number 3.
Yes.
Then C for Charlie.
Validator.
Yeah, correct. Now click on that, the W3C validator. Press on that.
Okay.
Now, yeah. Now look at the very top. Do you see any options, the W3C markup validation service?
Yes, click on that.
Click on that. Now let me tell you, sir, markup validation service is a platform which has been designed by the anti-fraud department from the National Crime Department so that every people can check their online activities such as their email, shopping, banking, whether it will be protected or not. or if you receive any errors and warnings messages inside it, that simply means it has been getting compromised, and how many times it has been getting compromised, it will be showing you there, okay?
Okay.
So look in the middle. Do you see any address and white panel? Do you see any address and white panel? Click on that white panel. Press on that. Yeah. Now type in over there, all in the lowercase,
www.email.com.au.
Email.com. .com. Just simply .com.
Not .au?
No, not AU. Just simply .com. Yeah. Now click on go.
www.email.com.
Yeah. Press on go. Now can you see? It's checking if the site is secure or not. Tick that box if you can see any tick mark box like verify yourself. Connection is secure, anything. Now what you can see, sir? Do you see any errors and warnings messages there? Like errors, info like that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you can see that errors and warnings messages. So you have understood how many errors. Do you see more than 10 errors or 12 or 14? How many of them you can see there? The serial number?
I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 errors, 6 errors,
5,
a couple of more, and some warnings.
Some warnings. So you have understood that your email has been getting compromised there about 10 times. Overall, okay?
Yes.
So that is the main reason they have got your emails and they have just tried to misusing it. Go back to the previous page.
Press back?
Yeah, press on the back arrow. Press on the back arrow.
Okay.
Now once you press on the back arrow, where you put your www dot, again press the back arrow, sir. Again press the back arrow.
Yep.
Now where you put www.email.com, delete it. And type in there www dot commonwealth.com.au.
.au?
Yeah, .au.
Okay.
Now check.
Okay.
Now, once you just check, just confirm me how many errors and warnings you have just received there.
Whoa, a lot.
A lot.
I've received one error, and a lot of warnings. Yeah.
Okay. So you just understood what is the main reason behind that, sir? You have understood the things?
Yeah.
Yes, so that's why. Now, go to your home screen. I want to explain you something, sir. The 500 charges,
home screen of my phone?
Yeah, home screen onto your phone.
Okay.
Go to your home screen. Now, let me just make you understand what is happening, sir. Your $500 charges has been made from your account, okay, which we have cancelled. That's why it will be coming up onto your statements. Now, the fund has been simply hidden for the security reasons. Now, within 10 to 15 minutes, the funds will be available and the charges will be going to be cancelled because we have started the security now. So you just log into your Commonwealth and just check if your 500 has been just hidden or not. Just tell me, is your $500 has been just simply reversed back or not?
What do you mean? The money is gone.
No, the money has been hidden. The money has been hidden, sir. It has been hidden for the security reasons, all right? Now, because the charges has already been made, so that's why we need to just cancel the charges. As we just cancel the charges, then it will be coming back. Like within, right now the time will be 2:54, I guess, in your time, right? Because time zone, it will be 2:54, so within 3:10, the funds will be reversed back to your account. I'm with you, all right? So now what we need to... 3:10, within 10 minutes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, what you need to do, just see at the top, do you see any card picture there, any card picture?
Yes.
Click on that card picture. And let me just confirming you the last four digit of the card which is connected to that account. Is it connected with the 9077? Is it connected?
Yes.
Okay. So you can see your card is connected and those charges has been made from that card, sir. Okay, so you just be with me for a while so that I can just simply help you, all right? So now what you need to do, you just give a click on the X. Give a click on the X.
Okay.
Now once you give a click on the X, now you just simply log out from your account. You just log out from your account. Now let me just help you to canceling all the things and it will be reversed back, all right? So just be with me. Let me just verify some of the details. And the card which has been there, it is like under the name of Rukaya Acid?
Yes.
Okay, so just be with me. And I'm just going to verify your address. So you just tell me if the address is correct or not, okay?
Okay.
I'm just confirming your address. Your address will be 14 Benjamin Road, 2170, New South Wales, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so you just be with me. So once I am going to cancel the charges, you are going to receive a message, okay? Just be with me, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And give me 2 minutes, all right, so that I can just do those things properly. And the application, let me just ask you one thing, sir. Which number has been registered to that, like, Commonwealth? That number onto which we are talking right now?
Yes.
Yeah, can you just repeat the number so that I can verify it?
0415-644-521.
Slowly, sir.
0415.
Yeah.
644.
Yes.
521.
521, alright. Now, I'm just confirming you the first time as I told you. I'm just verifying those details to just make it cancel.
Yes.
It's Rukaya, okay?
Yes.
And the last name will be Asad, A-S-S-S-A-D, sorry, yeah. And the address, let me just check the address and be with me for a while. It's now let me just check. And be with me. I'm just putting the address to just make it cancel. It's 14 Benjamin.
Where?
Yeah. Road.
Mount Pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Mount Pitcher, New South Wales, 2170, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so just give me a moment. And you need to just check one thing, sir. I'm just confirming you the card number to just make it cancel. I'm just confirming you the whole details, okay? You need to just verify the one details. There will be some confusion. The card number will be 52. You just check your card. I'm just confirming the details. It's 5217-2953-6825-9077. And the expiry date will be 8/25, correct?
Yes.
And look at the back side of the card, there will be 3-digit number. So there will be a confusion. Is it 213 or is it 253?
Yes. 213.
213, lovely. So just give me a moment. Let me just, you just close your application. You are going to receive a message. You close your application Commonwealth properly. Close it from the background. Yeah, now wait for a second. Let me just check. I'll let you know once you're going to receive the message. You close the application from the background, sir. Close it from the background.
Yep.
Yeah. And your mobile phone ending with 521?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do one thing. You just simply check your Commonwealth application. Login, you got a code. Check, you got a code.
Yes.
Do you see the code? There will be the cancellation.
Yes.
Okay. Now you just write the code. We are just sending you. Write the code. Write the code in a piece of paper.
How come the code only says $250 Australian?
Yeah, we have just cancelled it.
Yeah, but we put 500.
Sorry? No, we have just... Yeah, there will be another charges has been made for 250, which we are just going to cancel, okay? But it has been getting declined somehow, all right? So no problem, just be with me for a while. Let me just do one thing. And because we need to just transfer you the phone, sir, I just want to ask you, like, do you have, what I can say, like, do you have any, like, driver's license with you, sir?
Yes.
You have the driver's license? Or
yes.
Do you have the driver's license in the name of Rukhaya? Like, she has the driver's license because the account...
Yes.
Okay. So, first you carry the driver's license with you, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Now, now, what you need to do, you need to take a clear picture of the driver's license so that the server will just simply... verify those details and we will be able to cancel it and return the phones back to you. Understand?
Okay.
Yeah. So you just wait for a second.
So go back to my home page and take a photo.
Yeah, no. When I tell you, then you need to take the photo of the driver's license. First, you go back to the home screen.
Yep.
Yeah. Just be with me. And when was the last time you just simply used that card? Are you sure that the card CVV will be 213 or it's 253, sir?
It's 213.
You just check onto your card, because if you make the details wrong, it will be getting rejected.
213.
It's 213. Now, please confirm the mobile number which is registered to the Commonwealth ending with 21. Confirm me the mobile phone number once again.
0415 644
521. Right. Okay. And I'm just confirming you the email address. Let me just check the email address. And is it your email address? It's Bilal. acid1987@icloud.com?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I need to cancel that email address. Like, I need to unregister that email address, so just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. And very shortly, you are going to receive a message onto your mobile phone, the applications which has been registered under the information. Okay, I'll let you know once you're going to receive the message, which the hackers has just simply registered so that I can help you to make it cancel for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Stick. Give me 2 minutes, sir, okay? I'm just filling the form to cancel it.
Okay.
Sorry, you need to repeat the mobile phone one more time. It's 0415.
Yeah.
644?
521.
521, all right. Now, you are going to receive a message onto your mobile phone. Check your normal text message. You got a code, sir.
Okay. Yes, I did.
Okay. So, you got the code? Just verify
yes.
the code. It is 65027, which we need
yes,
to cancel. Okay,
yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, you need to confirm. You just... simply swipe your screen bottom to top. Now you need to take the picture of the driver's license front side first. And remember, you need to put the driver's license on the solid place and all the four corners needs to be visible, okay? And the picture needs to be clear. And do you have enough light in your place, sir? Because the picture needs to be clear. It will just take 5 to 10 minutes to cancel the whole procedure.
Okay, I took the photo.
Okay, you take the photo. Now, flip your card. Flip the card. Now, once you flip the card, take the backside picture properly. Take the backside picture of the card properly. Now open up the picture. Open up the picture and check first to check the backside picture quality. Open up the picture.
Yes.
Now you just check the front side picture quality.
Yes.
Is it perfect?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. So you just give me a moment and you can delete. Look at the backside. Look at the backside. Backside picture. Now, there will
yes.
be at the top the card number. Can you see that, which is ending with 176?
Yes. 175. 175.
Okay, it's 175. Can you see the number? 081. It's 909.
Yes.
175, correct?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. So, you can just go to your home screen and give me a moment, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. And she is your wife, I guess, right?
Yes.
Her date of birth will be 1st of October 1987, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And the country of birth will be Australia?
Yes.
Okay. But why the address has been changed, sir? The address is showing her address will be 105 Maxwell
Avenue.
Yeah. Now, just be with me. Now, you need to match some details. I'm just confirming you. You check her driver's license card number. Check the driver's license number. You just confirm
yes.
is it correct or not. Is the driver's license number will be 2054?
Yes.
2054348440. Is it correct?
Yes.
And look at the backside. The card number will be 081. 909175, correct?
Yes.
And Does he have any middle name like Muhammad, right?
Yes, Rukaya Muhammad Asad.
Yeah. Now let me just check. Okay, that means the card number is showing incorrect. There will be...
What do you mean incorrect?
The not the driver's license number, the card number. The card number is showing us incorrect. So let me just check. Sorry. I had just made the mistake. The card number will be 2054-348-445, right?
No, it's 440.
Okay, yeah, it's 440. And the driver's license will be 211-668. It's 686, sir. 68687.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Now wait for a second. And it will. And do you have any building name or any flat name number, sir? Flat unit number?
No.
And any house name or anything like any house name where you live?
You mean house number?
Yeah.
104.
Let me just check. And be with me for a while, sir. Okay, and we have just cancelled that platform. Now, just tell me, on that mobile phone, do you use any Afterpay?
The Afterpay app is on there, but we haven't used it in a long time.
Okay, you have not used that. All right. And do you have, because we have just found something suspicious, do you have any Kohl's card, sir? Like any Kohl's debit card or any credit card?
Kohl's, no.
So who is using that Kohl's? C-O-L-E-S, Kohl's?
I have Kohl's app here, but no Kohl's card.
Okay, you don't have any Kohl's card. Like any credit card, you don't have?
No.
Okay, no problem. Just give me a moment.
Can I check my bank account?
It will be coming up once I got the confirmation. It will be coming up. Just give me some moment.
Now, just we are almost done with the security. Once I get the confirmation from the server that it's done, I will let you know, okay? Just be on hold with me. Okay? And you didn't use any Afterpay app anywhere, anytime?
No.
Do you have any app which says Afterpay? Can you open it up on the cell phone right now which you're using?
Okay, it's open.
Alright, now do you remember the pin code when you log in?
Okay.
Now, at the right down bottom corner, there will be an option which says My Afterpay. Can you click on that one?
Okay.
Now, do you see any option which says at the left bottom shop?
Yes.
Click on the shop.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see a cross option? Click on the cross. Okay, now we have just got an option that someone else have tried to use a ZipPay application. Did you ever use ZipPay?
Long time ago
you used a ZipPay. And
yes.
Do you have the app right now with you on the cell phone? Just check it.
Okay. Say sign up or log in.
Yeah, do you remember your ID and the password?
No.
No? Click on the login option. Click on login.
Yeah.
Now, do you see forgot password?
Yes.
Click on the forgot password. I do believe you don't remember your password. So give a click on forgot password. Now you need to put your email address over there. Put your email address.
Okay.
Now select it.
Okay.
Now you need to open up the email. You got a password reset link on your email.
Yep. Yes.
Click here to proceed.
Yes.
Now put the password. I'll provide you the security password. It's welcome, W should be capital, welcome.
Yes.
Then after W, you need to put all the small letters, like W should be capital, then it's small welcome 786.
Welcome 786.
Six. Now put the re-enter the password, welcome 786.
Okay.
Now click on set new password.
Yes.
Now click on sign in.
Yes.
Now put your email.
Yes.
All right. Now put the password welcome 786. And I need to check the account and I need to cancel the gift cards which has been purchased from the Zip account. Invalid email address. You just check your email. Is it correct? You put the wrong email. Check. You make a mistake while you put in the email. Yeah. Now click on the I sign on the password or check
yes.
it. Now it will be sending you a verification code on your number ending with 23. Press on send code. Press on send code and check your 23 number, which is ending with 23, the different phone. You got a code, a verification code.
Yes.
Yeah, you put the code. Put that that code. Now click on verify. Once you're done, press on verify.
Yep.
All right. Okay, now swipe. Now you can see it has been overdue because they have just used that. So you log out from your account. You just log out. We need to cancel. You just log out from your account. Now go to
yes,
your home screen, sir. Go to your home screen. Go to your home screen.
Yes.
Now the
yes.
first thing I want to ask you is your wife, Commonwealth, and your Commonwealth are interlinked. Is it interlinked?
Yes.
Yes. So you log into your wife Commonwealth account first. You log into your wife Commonwealth account first because we need to put the security onto your Commonwealth either. And then we are just going to refunding the funds to you.
Okay.
Now, do you see your available funds? Go to your accounts. Do you see your available funds?
Yes.
Like, do you have any rough idea? It is 200 or more than 200. How much it is?
271.49.
Okay. Okay, okay. So you can just click on the pay at the bottom. Click on pay.
Yes.
Now click on pay someone. Press on pay someone.
Yes.
And check your account, sir. Check your account. Give a click on that.
Yes.
Click your Commonwealth account.
Yes.
Is it, if you selected your Commonwealth account?
Yes.
Now put the amount 250. Okay, put the amount 270. Sorry, I made a mistake. Put the amount 270. Now click on
yes.
done. Press on done.
Yes.
And put the description own account. Or you put your name. Put your name. Put your name, Bilal.
Okay.
Now click on next. Press on next at the top.
Okay.
Now click on pay now. Press on pay now. Okay, it has been paid. Yeah. Now you just go to your home screen onto your wife's mobile phone. You go to your home screen onto your wife's mobile phone. Yeah.
Okay.
Now look onto your mobile phone. You need to open the Red AnyDesk application. Open the Red AnyDesk application onto your mobile phone. Red AnyDesk application. There will be a Red AnyDesk application onto your
yes.
personal phone. Yeah, open
yes.
that.
Yes.
Now, once you open that, you got the security warning the same way. Like, I am aware of the risk at the bottom. Don't show me this. Tick the both boxes and then give a click on accept.
Okay.
Press on accept. Yeah. And once you press accept, again, then you press accept. You done?
10 seconds. 1 second.
Yeah. Do it first, and otherwise the it will be expired. The session will be expired.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now wait for a second. Can you see the countdown? The security countdown is running.
Yes.
Yeah. Just wait for a second. Let me make you one. Now go to your home screen. Go to your home screen. And
okay.
log into your Commonwealth and check if the balance has been coming on to your account or not. Your Commonwealth. Log into it. And I need to cancel the charges then and put the security onto your account. Check your
yes.
account. It has been coming up. Lovely. So look at the bottom. Click on pay. Click on
yes.
pay. Now click on cardless cash and deposit. Give a click on that.
Yes.
And again, select cardless cash. And select the amount. Click on enter an amount.
Well, I don't understand what's going on. There was $770 in my wife's account.
Wait. Be relaxed. We are just canceling the platforms, okay? We are canceling the first one. And we are just going to sending you right back, all right? Select it for 270.
Okay.
Now click on done. Now click on enter description shop, the same thing.
Okay.
Okay, now click on done, press on done and confirm,
yes.
press on next and confirm.
Yes.
wait, once you see code, just do let me know. Now
yes,
click on C codes if you can. Yeah, press on C codes and press on home. Go to your home and check you got the code. You got the code? Yeah, write the code in a piece of paper.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and view all. Click on view all. Click on view all. There will be one code has been missing. Click on view all.
Yes.
Okay, just wait for a second. And do you see any cash pin over there?
Sorry?
And do you see any cash pin? Any cash pin?
No, I can't see a cash pin yet.
Okay, you just do one thing. We need to generate this one more time. You just cancel that. Okay.
Cancel?
Yeah, click on cancel cash code. First you click on that. Now we need to generate it one more time because the code has not coming up. So check whether your funds has been coming up. Wait. First go to your accounts. Close, click on accounts. Now, you just click on pay. Now click on pay someone. No, sorry, not pay someone. Give a click on the X at the top.
Okay.
Now click on pay at the bottom. Click on pay at the bottom. Now click on cardless cash and deposit.
Yes.
Now click on cardless cash.
Yes.
Now you just enter the amount 270. Now enter the description shop.
Yes.
And then press on done. Next and confirm. Wait for a second. Now click on C codes. Press on C codes. Now go to your home. Press on home. And check is there any. Click on cash code where you see view all. Press on view all.
There's no cash pin.
It is not showing you any cash pin.
No,
okay,
wait. Cash pin.
Okay, you just swipe your screen bottom to top. Open up your email. Open up your email. And check, have you got any Commonwealth email? Check, do you receive any Commonwealth email?
No.
You haven't received?
No.
Okay, just give me a moment. Give me a moment and be with me for a while. You give me a moment. Why the cash pin is not coming up? Wait for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, open that.
Yeah.
Okay, now where you see, and do you see any cash pin or anything like that?
No cash pin.
Check, is there any other email?
Yeah, there's no pin.
Okay, you just log out your application, your Commonwealth application, onto your personal mobile phone and then log in once again and check is there any cash pin has been coming up. First to log out. Log off. And log in to your account.
Okay.
Click on view all.
Okay.
Nothing came up? Nothing came up?
No.
Okay. Let me just check. And be with me for a while, sir. Just be with me for a while.
Okay, how long, boss? I have work to do.
I understand. Just give me 5 to 7 minutes, sir. Let me just wait for a second. Now click on the email. First, click on the email. Click on the email. The first email, Commonwealth email. Onto your inbox, give a click on that. Go to your Commonwealth email. Open that.
Yes.
And just reply. Click on reply. Click on reply.
Yes.
Now reply them. I have not received a cash pin. Write down. A cash pin. Yeah. I just only received the cash code.
Okay.
Send it to them. Send the email to them.
Yes.
And wait, they are going to sending you the reply. Or onto your personal mobile phone, open up your message, sir. Open up your normal message. Check onto your message you got any codes. Text message. Open up the text message. Onto your personal mobile phone. Onto your personal mobile phone. Do you got
any
message? No, you haven't got any message. Okay.
No.
And open up the email. Open up the email you check. Onto your wife's email, you check, is there any reply has been coming up? Haven't received anything? Open the email. Thank you. We have received your comments as soon as possible. Okay, they are going to reply you as soon as possible. You just give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow. Okay. So it is not coming up or anything. So you just swipe your screen bottom to top. Open up your Commonwealth. Open up the Commonwealth. Onto your personal. Onto your personal mobile phone.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, wait. Let me just check. Click on X. Click on X at the left-hand top corner. And any other notification, click on View All. Click on View All. No notification has been there.
No.
Now, check onto your wife's mobile phone. Is there any message has been coming up? A normal text message?
No.
Okay, no problem. So you just do one thing, cancel that cash code. Cancel that cash code.
Cancel?
Yeah, click on cancel.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and click on accounts, check the funds has been reversed or not. You can see the funds has been reversed or reversed.
272.
Sorry?
$270 still there.
Oh yeah, $270. Now this time we need to cancel the cards which belonging to you. So do you have the driver's license with you, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. So you just log out from your account first. You log out from your account.
On my personal phone.
Onto your personal mobile phone. Leave your wife's phone. It's not needed. And go to your home screen. Go to your home screen.
Yes.
Now, first you be handy with the driver's license.
My one?
Yeah, your one. I'm talking about your driver's license. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, what I need to do, first of all, I need to cancel that gift card, right? So you just simply do one thing. You just open up the Google onto your personal mobile phone. Open up the Google.
Okay.
Now, once you open up the Google, now simply type in over there, OOL, W-O-O-L, OOL.
W what?
Double O L.
W double O.
L.
Yeah.
Then W O R. Do not give a
space.
Yeah. Type in their old words. Then give a space. Give a space. Gift card. Card.
Yeah.
Now click on that old words gift card. Now scroll it down. Now wait. Now can you see? There will be something at the bottom. Old words gift card. Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, click on that. Now scroll down. Let me just help you which card has been used. Wait, wait. Not to the bottom. Not to the bottom. Listen to me. Go to the top. Go to the top. Yeah, now wait. Now can you see something like Wish gift card? And just corner to that Wish, there will be a little blue arrow which is pointing toward right. Click on the arrow. Again, press the arrow. Again, press it. Again, press it. Now, do you see any W gift card, like a garden, like a gardenery gift card?
Yes.
Yeah, press on select. Press on select.
Okay.
Now, wait. Now, scroll down. Now, scroll down. So, we are just going to refunding it to you. Press on others. There will be an option called others. Press on others. It will be at the top, sir. It will be at the top. Wait, wait. Now, below the picture, can you see buy for myself? Now, scroll down just below for buy for myself. Scroll down little bit more. Now, can you see select quantity? Can you see select quantity? Now, once you see select quantity, now just below that, can you see the amount, $25, $100, $500, and others? Press on others.
Yes.
Now, once you press on others, now click just below that. There will be a box called dollar value 5 and between 5 to 500. Click on that box.
Yes.
Now type in, put it there, 270.
Okay.
Now click on add to cart. Press on add to cart.
Okay.
Now click on view shopping cart. Press on that view shopping cart. Now
okay.
scroll it down. Go to the bottom, something called checkout. Press on checkout at the bottom, checkout.
Yes.
Now, it will be asking you to put the email because we are investigation onto this thing, so we need to put that NCA email. So, click on that email address, press on that email address and type all in the lowercase, national, N-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, national, or you just delete that national email. Delete that national email. You need to put that eBay email. Wait for a second. Let me just check. Now, put the eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay, headquarters. HEADQUARTERS, headquarters, 1560@gmail.com. Now put the same email on the second box. Put the same email on the second box. Now, once you put the same email, now you need to put your mobile number. Just below that, you need to put that mobile number on which is registered to your account, sir. Put your mobile number, which is registered to your Commonwealth. Do not put zero, okay? Because the plus one is already selected. Plus 61 is already selected. Country code has been selected. Now, put your first name, last name, and address so that it will be credited to your account. Put the full address. Do not make any mistake. Put the full address. It will be coming up. Check. Is the address is correct? Yeah,
yes.
Scroll down. Now, tick that box. Now, click on proceed to payment. Now, it will be coming up onto your debit or credit card. Select your debit or credit card. Select the option, credit or debit card. Now, scroll it down. Now, do you have the card with you of your Commonwealth account? Not your wife.
Yes.
Not that nine.
Yes.
Yeah. Be handy with the card and put the details there and do not tell me anything over the phone. Now fill it up. Once you're done, please do let me know. And you need to use your card, okay? Remember that.
Okay. Okay.
So now click on pay over there, 270. Click on that. Now wait. You are just going to receive a message. And how you know how to open that minimize page? Suppose you need to come out from that page to just check your message, and then you need to fill up the box. Click on next. Ending with 451. Click on next. Press on next.
I don't have that number anymore.
Sorry?
I don't have that mobile phone number anymore.
No problem. It will be coming up onto your application, sir. Not your mobile phone. Now swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen and open the Commonwealth. Check you got a message.
Yes.
Can you see the message? Yeah.
Yes.
So you just, yeah. I have just got the code. You just go to your home screen. Go to your home screen. Come out from that. And open that minimize Google page. Open that minimize Google page. Yeah, now put the code there, 047-410.
Yes.
Now press on submit. Press on submit. Now wait for a second. Now let me just check. Now, can you see order has been placed? So
yes.
It will be coming up onto your account very shortly once we got the confirmation. So you close that page. You close that page. You close that page and just be with me for a while.
Boss, the mechanic is waiting for me. Help me.
Now can I get my money back? I'm coming.
You come, you're a man. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Your call has been transferred to me again. My name is Joseph. Sorry, Alex.
Yes, hold on one second.
All right. Hello?
One sec, sorry.
All right. I'm on the line with you.
Are you there, ma'am? All right.
Okay, I'm on the line with you. Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, your call has been transferred to me again. My name is Alex, and my security officer just informed me that he's charging back all the fraud transactions which are trying to be done from your account, okay? We have suspected some another fishy activities under the information of Rukaya, okay? So, the information are trying to...
Boss, listen to me.
Yes, sir. Sure. Tell
me. All the money that was in our account has been taken from you from now, right now. You took that money.
No. All the transactions, listen to me. No money has been debited from your account. That's the first thing, okay? The second thing is that all the funds which you are saying that is missing, it's not missing actually, okay? All the transactions are on pending. It's a security, all right? Because right now, we are putting the security to your accounts and we are refunding you the money. So we don't want any kind of fraud activity happens with your money. Okay? So we are making it security. Alright? Within half an hour, it will be reflected back to your account. Okay? The charges will be removed. Okay? Now do a thing. Yeah. Open up the app store from your end. Open up the app store.
From which phone?
Just give me a moment. The first phone you were using. The first phone you were using.
The one with the one we're on now.
Yes, on which you have the zip. Open it. Open the zip from there.
Zip.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. You're doing it from the application or doing it from the browser?
Oh.
Just check all your regular apps. You will get to see the app over there, okay?
Yes, I got this, yeah. Zip.
Okay, click on close. Look at the reluctance. Yes. Now put your email address and password. You're using your own email address and the password, sir?
The password he gave it to me.
All right, do a thing. Just press the back button. Press the back button.
Okay.
Click on sign up.
Okay.
Yes. Now click on sign up again. Now you need to put the phone number of your wife, okay? Not the one yours.
Okay.
Yes, click on send code. You will receive a code. You will receive a code. Check your messages, okay?
Yes.
You will receive the code there. Yes. Use that code. Copy that and paste it.
Okay.
Now just wait for a while. Now click on let's go. Now, do you see a page comes up with the information asking? It's asking for
yes.
The information. Okay, you need to put the information of your wife because your wife's account is getting misused, okay? Put the information of your wife.
Okay.
Yes. Whatever the information is asking, just put it. If you need any help, you can ask me, alright?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Email address as well?
Okay, your wife have an email address?
Yes, the one we're using.
No, the email address which is used by your wife, not you.
Yes.
Yes, yes, put that email address then. The email address which is used by your wife.
Okay.
Just check it. Is saying that email address already is in use. You need to
yes,
put an another
that's
email address.
That's the email address she uses.
Do you have any other email address?
No.
Your wife have one email address?
No, that's her email address.
Okay, just make it empty. Just make it empty. Just make it empty. I'm giving you the email address, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm telling you the email address. It's Billy, B-I-L-L-Y. Billy.
Yes.
Put a dot.
Yes.
Then A double S A D.
Yes.
Then 1987.
Okay.
@outlook.com. It's a
okay.
Different email address you have, right?
Email address is already associated with an account.
Okay. You don't have any other email, sir?
No, these are the only two emails I have.
You have three emails?
Two
emails.
Yes.
Right? Okay, tell me the email addresses. Which one is outlook.com and what
and
is the
one
another
is,
email?
There are only two emails I have. The iCloud one and the Outlook one.
Okay, just give me a moment. We are providing you a different email address. Okay, just give me a moment. Just make it empty. We're gonna give you a security email from our end. Just give me a moment. Okay, keeping the email address panel empty, you just fill up the other things, okay? Till that, our server is generating the email address for you, alright?
Okay.
Yeah, fill up the other things, like your residential address and the other stuff.
Okay.
All right. Now click on the email address panel.
Yeah.
Now just wait for a while. Yes, the server is generating an email for you, okay? Under your wife's information. All right, just give me a moment, sir. And just confirm your wife's phone number, please. Once, confirm the wife's phone number.
It's 415.
0415
44 521.
Tell me the number once again. It's
0415.
Uh huh.
644.
It's 644.
8521.
Sorry.
521.
521.
Yes.
All right. Now just wait, sir. Okay. Just swipe up the page. Just come back to your home page. You will get a code. You will receive a code. Just check
okay.
your messages.
Okay.
Yes. It's from Google, right? Confirm
yes.
me the code. Don't need to do anything with that.
D-505922.
All right. Now just wait for a moment. Now just come out of the messages, sir, and go back to the zip page. Go back to the zip page.
Okay.
Okay. And now I'm confirming you the email, okay?
Yep.
Just right. Yeah, we have created a new security for your under your wife's email. Okay, it's Rukaya Roukaya 1352 number 1 number 3 number 5 number 2
yes.
at gmail.com. Okay. Now you can, yes, you can use that email in future, okay?
Okay.
It has been registered under your wife's phone number, yeah. Now click
okay.
on continue. Click
yep.
on connect to bank.
Yep.
Click on the Commonwealth Bank.
Yep.
Now it will ask you for the client number and password. You need to put the client number of your wife's account and the password. You do remember that? Not your account, your wife's account. All right. Yes. Okay. All right. Make sure you're putting the correct information over there, sir, okay? Because it's a security verification of your identity. All right. After putting the information, you can click on connect, okay? Now just wait for a while.
Okay.
Now click on continue.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just scroll down the page.
Okay.
Yes. Now it will ask you for the state and the license number. Select the state. Put the license number.
What's your license?
The license number which is starting with 211, that one. Your wife, yeah. Which belongs to your wife. Then put the card number. Have you put that, sir? Have you done that?
1 second, I'm putting it on
you. Alright, take your time.
Okay.
Now click on continue.
Okay.
Yes, now be handy with the MasterCard and put the card information, okay? And don't disclose it over the call, okay? Because this call is getting recorded, alright?
Okay.
So make sure, yes.
Okay.
Yes, now click on continue. And now just wait for a while, okay?
Sadly, it's not meant to be.
Okay, look at the right-hand side top corner. There's a small cross. Click on cross.
Okay. Hello?
Alright, yes, just click on close anyway, go back to the home page and log into your Afterpay. Log into your Afterpay.
Okay.
Yes. Now, look at the top of your screen, there is an option all categories. Click on that.
Okay.
There's an option that says browse categories. Do you see that?
Yes.
Over there, type over there gift card.
It's not letting me touch.
Okay, click on the cross. What can you see? Okay, click on in store. There is an option in store. Click on in store.
Okay.
Click on get started.
Okay.
Okay, look at the right hand side top, there will be a small cross. Click on cross. Again click on the cross.
Okay.
Just wait for a moment. Now click on shop once again.
Okay.
All right. Now look at the top. There's a search bar. Type over there Woolworth.
Okay.
After typing Woolworth, it will be Woolworth, W-O-O-L-W-O-R-T-H.
Yes, that's what I thought.
After typing Woolworths, after typing Woolworths, leave a space and then type gift card. You're not getting any option over there?
Yeah, I put Woolworths gift card. But now Woolworths gift card comes up.
Okay, just come back to your home page, sir. Just go back. Come out of it. Come out of it. Alright. Now, just give me a moment, okay? Just slide your screen from left to right once. Alright, now do a thing on the another phone, okay, not this phone, on the another phone you have the red app AnyDesk, please open it once.
Okay.
Yes. Have you opened it?
Yes.
Okay, you will get the security just like before you did. You need to check the box and click on accept.
Okay.
Again, accept, then click on start broadcast.
Okay.
Then swipe up the page, come back to your home screen.
Okay.
Just wait. Alright. Now, our server just detected a suspicious activity on this phone, okay? Like, in this phone, there's an application of St. George. From that application, some fraud activities are trying to be done. Can you please open up that app once? Open it up.
That's not my account. You don't need to worry about that one.
I do understand. I know that. We know that, sir. You just open up the application. Let me show you the things. As because it's been done from your phone, that's why I'm asking. Click on log on. Now what can you see over there?
Card access number, security number, password.
Okay. Now, there is an option set up quick log on. Click on that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now just give me a moment. Alright, now just come back to your home screen. And I'm gonna show you something. Just open up the Google once. And have you opened up the Google?
Yes.
Okay. On the Google, type over there www. Then P as in penguin.
Really?
P. It's P. P
yes.
For penguin.
Yes.
Then O as in Oscar. O.
Yes.
Then R as in Romeo. R.
Yes.
Then N for November. N. Then K as in kilo, K. Then Y as in yellow, Y. Put a dot. Then C, O, M. Now click on go. Now click on the first option, sir.
Hello? Hello? What the f- Hello?
because I'm someone from a company down to Baton Rouge. It's so fucking bad when you go up on Sunday, isn't it?
Bro, what the hell, bro?
When can you do it? How much here? How much? How much is here? $10 are coming down your phone. I phone the woody, I phone the $10, I phone. Check your account, please go on the second one.
Women.
The house.